Here on the Beat of the Bands, Prelude to Nothing. Before that, we heard Peanut Vendor.
A family tradition for over 20 years. This is CFCA, Stereo 105.3.
And at 1 minute past 10, it's time for our regular feature here on the Beat of the Bands called our Feature Performer of the Week. And this week, as I mentioned, Sammy Kaye, the old swing and sway man himself. Sammy Kaye also had another gimmick, if you will. He used to introduce all his songs with the singing song title. Well, tonight we have something a little different. A few of those, and we have a few where they just lead in nicely. Like this beautiful old one, I'm sure will stir a lot of memories. Billy Williams and the choir, the Sammy Kaye Orchestra, the Old Lamplighter. Sammy Kaye, our star performer this week on the Beat of the Bands.
He made the night a little brighter.
It's the end of fall, beginning of winter, coming on, like it or not. We're getting into the colder weather. Snow on the ground a couple of days ago. We'll see more of that, I'm sure, before long. The temperature outside right now is 6 degrees or 43 on the Fahrenheit scale. And that's the weather from Stereo 105.
CFCA.
Now, these are quality antiques. It's a new east in Waterloo. Murray Gerber is the auctioneer, and the idea of the auction, of course, is to benefit the addition at the Joseph Schneider House. They're adding on to the Joseph Schneider House to increase the gallery space and the classroom space. And if you are a collector of antiques, as many of the friends of the Schneider House are, they are collectors and antique dealers, they have donated to this sale. You might want to go out there. That's November the 12th, Knights of Columbus Hall at 7:30. That's the Knights of Columbus Hall in Waterloo. It's 2 minutes before 11 here on CFCA, and you're listening to The Beat of the Bands.
It was a dark and rainy night in the city. We picked up the trail of litter and followed it to a dank alley where we discovered the secret hideout.
Help! Don't throw me on the ground!
The litterers had the yuckies in their clutches. We had to do something.
Come out with your wrappers up!
Gee, that was a close call! Thanks for putting us yuckies back in the right place.
There are millions of litterers in this country, and they've got to clean up their act.
Keep Ontario beautiful. Pitch in.
This is Meditation on CFCA.
The city just put a new bus stop right in front of our house. What convenience. I can stand in the shelter of the doorway and run out at the last minute and catch the bus. We live in an age when we want everything to be convenient. Convenient stores, more convenient banking hours, and so on. The good news about Jesus Christ is one thing that is still as convenient today.
5.3.
At 11 o'clock, it's 6 degrees Celsius, and cloudy skies are expected tonight, with rain developing, the low near 3. Good evening, this is Mike Beeston reporting CFCA News. Three people remain in hospital following a two-car near-head-on crash just before 3 o'clock this afternoon in Kitchener. 23-year-old Sheila Pomeroy of Toronto, driver of one of the cars, is in satisfactory condition in KW Hospital with head injuries. A passenger in her car, 22-year-old Tina Sapergi of Rexdale, is in fair condition in St. Mary's with facial injuries. A second passenger, 25-year-old Christopher Pomeroy of Westwood Drive in Kitchener, was treated and released. The driver of the other car, 45-year-old Patricia Cool of Millwood Crescent, Kitchener, was treated and released, but her 15-year-old daughter, Alicia, is in satisfactory condition in St. Mary's Hospital with head and back injuries. Another occupant of that car, 37-year-old Lillian Davis of Erinbrook Drive in Kitchener, was also treated and released. Police say Patricia Cool was heading toward Waterloo and Westmount Road and was turning left onto Victoria Street when her vehicle was struck by the Pomeroy car. Both cars were written off. No charges have been laid yet. Three people remain in hospital following a single car accident in the Alma area early today. Mount Forest OPP say six men were packed into the front of a pickup truck that rolled several times after leaving County Road 7. The driver of the truck is reportedly the most seriously injured and has been transferred to a hospital in Toronto. OPP have not released the names of any of those involved. Waterloo Fire Department and Ministry of the Environment personnel had to respond quickly this morning when a highly flammable substance leaked at a heat-treating plant in Waterloo. Janine Grusban reports.
Firefighters were alerted to the leak at the AccuTreat plant on Rupert Street at 9 o'clock. About 1,000 gallons of methanol overflowed an indoor holding tank after an employee had apparently left a pump valve jammed open overnight. The volatile chemical is used as fuel for the metal baking kilns. If exposed to a spark or flame, it's explosive. Most of the liquid leaked to the exterior of the building and evaporated quickly, but an undetermined amount drained into a storm sewer. The fire department flushed the sewer and an outdoor holding tank. Thousands of gallons of water contaminated with the non-toxic chemical are being removed to a waste treatment plant in London. Janine Graspan reporting.
Some overheated French fry oil sparked a fire in a Cambridge townhouse this afternoon, resulting in about $30,000 damage, but no injuries. The blaze caused extensive damage to the lower floor of James Falco's townhouse on Westmount Mews and some water damage in neighboring units. The president of the National Liberal Party says the free trade deal does not protect Canada from American anti-dumping laws. And Michel Robert says that means the trade accord doesn't provide secure access to American markets. For this reason, Robert says the agreement should be rejected. He made his remarks at a meeting of Nova Scotia Liberals in Halifax. The Mulroney government, meanwhile, is going to follow the normal parliamentary process in dealing with the free trade accord. And Bruce Phillips, Brian Mulroney's communications director, says that means the accord will go to the Senate for approval. Phillips was responding to news reports that the government is not legally bound to send the trade pact to the upper chamber. U.S. Supreme Court nominee Douglas Ginsburg has removed himself from consideration.
Way, as if to say, I'm above it. Away from blue, I feel like running away from the blue.
I feel like running away from the blues. Dean Martin in the spotlight from CKOT-FM until 10 o'clock this evening. The team of Martin and Lewis made 16 films together, starting with My Friend Irma back in 1949. By 1952, they were acknowledged as the movie box office champions. In the meantime, Dean Martin had signed a record contract with Capitol. His early hits included I'll Always Love You, If, You Belong to Me, That's Amore, and Sway. He began the year 1956 in good fashion. His
transportation had a down on country deal.
Ely Chevrolet in Straffordville is going out for business with a great selection of pre-owned cars and trucks at surprisingly low prices. Plus, selected models of Ely pre-owned vehicles are backed by a 6-month, 10,000-kilometer powertrain warranty. There's a 1990 Lumina, an 88 S10 long box Wrangler, 3 Cavalier models, and many more. See the selection today at Ely Chevrolet in downtown Straffordville, where city-built cars and trucks are sold and serviced at down-home country store prices.
Now, Stereo 101 weather for Anderson and Benner Limited at 13 Rideout Street West in Tilsonburg, a member of Federation of Canadian Deposit Brokers, representing 20 trust companies. Please drive safely on your way home tonight. Tonight, a few clouds, a low temperature near 6 degrees. Tuesday, mainly sunny, becoming cloudy in the afternoon, and a high temperature of 16 tomorrow. Wednesday will be mainly sunny. It'll be windy, a morning low temperature near 6, and a high during the day on Wednesday of around 16. The chance of rain, 10% tonight, 20% on Tuesday, and 10% on Wednesday. It's 9 degrees right now, 48 Fahrenheit. The Spitfire Band, As Time Goes By.
If you're new to the St. Thomas area, your Hi Neighbor hostess would like to call on you with information about your new community and with housewarming gifts. Call Mrs. Donna Anderson, your Hi Neighbor welcome hostess at St. Thomas, 631-5977. If you're new to the Simcoe area, call your Hi Neighbor welcome hostess, Karen Havlin, at Simcoe, 443-7364. Hi Neighbor is the all-Canadian welcome service that originated right here in Canada.
Focus.
If a herd of cattle drops by for lunch, you want something nutritious, convenient, and ready to use. Here's just the thing, a 60-meter-long vacuum-packed tube of hay bales. It may sound strange, but prepackaged tubes of hay may soon be the rage on ranches and dairy farms across Canada. BC farmer Bill Sterling has come up with a system that allows farmers to cheaply and easily package round hay bales in long plastic tubes. Sterling tells Cattleman magazine that because all of the air is sucked out of the tube, the hay can be packed when wet and will stay fresh for months.
Johnny Mathis from CKOT-FM, Stereo 101. Music the way it should be.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin, the